bodybuilding. Use trail mix to keep your muscles strong. Effective bodybuilding in general is a form of living art. Gym bros and the like, speaking in terms of glucose, anaerobic and aerobic exercise, is a kind of science. In real life, during your daily workouts, you do not want glucose pills or jogging gels, and brown rice and noodles may not be enough. You need what produces results in context of your exercise. And trail mix works in context of endurance bodybuilding to provide a reliable daily return of muscle strength. Trail mix is likely to help in all kinds of exercise. So put your jogging gels away and start making some trail mix. Endurance bodybuilding is about lifting weights non-stop for multiple hours almost every day. Gradually transitioning from jogging type exercise when the weights are light to a slow weightlifting type routine while keeping the extended duration earned during the jogging type exercise. In other words, you lift what you can for extended durations, building up endurance the way joggers do, but unlike joggers, you keep increasing the weights and extending the duration. Eventually, the weights grow too heavy to move fast due to inertial forces. And even though you slow to a crawl, you keep that incredible extended workout duration. It's a pretty loud way to tell your body that it needs to adapt and fast. And please, go slow. Don't push yourself too hard. Push gradually. And please, for the love of goodness, consider not becoming too huge. Overall, though, this is a very safe kind of bodybuilding, as lifting light does not really cause any injuries at all, though you will need some good running shoes and maybe thick socks to keep your feet safe. Your muscles will get tired from lifting dumbbells for several hours every day. You may yawn, feel flimsy, and your muscles will stop feeling strong. They will lose something. You will still grow muscles and burn fat due to the constant gradual increase in duration and load, but you will feel that something is missing from your muscles. To be precise, you will feel a certain kind of rubber quality will be lacking. When you are rested and get your diet just right, or goodness forbid, take a few days off, please don't. Resuming lifting anew will surprise you with the feeling of rubber bands in your muscles. It will be a kind of health that you forgot you had. For a second, it will feel like you are not quite lifting, but the dumbbell is just automatically returning because of the rubber feeling in your biceps. This is not the result of the rest, not exactly. It's not protein having been given time to heal your body, no. That is actually due to your muscles having been replenished with energy. Because you weren't spending any energy during your rest, you were just repairing yourself. And get this. Our hiker friends have figured out that feeling and power can be recreated without rest every day by simply stuffing yourself a little bit with trail mix. It's not just the nuts in your trail mix. It's not just the fruit. It is somehow the dance of the two together that make a world of difference. It is up to you to figure out how much trail mix is too much, because it's probably related to how big you are and how long your exercise. But as you are testing this out for the first few days, please have as much as hikers to make sure that you are replenishing all that energy and that you are actually testing the trail mix. Because if you don't get enough trail mix, it's not going to work and you're going to tell yourself, well, pfft, didn't work for me. But it could have. This could be huge for bodybuilding, for jogging, for any kind of endurance exercise, and yes, for lifting too. Unlike a gel that may work for an hour, your trail mix works to power you day and night. It is likely that that steady availability of what muscles need restores or reloads muscle energy at speeds fast enough for long daily workouts. Lastly, I wanted to ask you to experiment. Don't just read a book about bodybuilding and follow its advice. Bodybuilding success is so rare because those books present models as life. In real life, you don't just need glucose for energy. A hiker hoping to cross the Appalachian Trail with a bag of glucose on his shoulder will fail. But a hiker with a proper supply of trail mix, protein bars, sausages, and various healthy snacks will do just fine diet-wise. And they're not just walking, they have heavy backpacks too. Furthermore, look at the results at your local gym. Very few people succeed. A lot of people are doing the same thing and expecting a different result. That is the damage caused by bad advice born of misuse of scientific models by health professionals who are all too eager to give incomplete advice that is completely disconnected from reality. Please, you must find your own way towards success. Don't just blindly do what others tell you to do and expect that it will work. It may not work. Chances are that they don't know what they are talking about. Become a scientist. That's the only way to success. Test various things in various quantities. How many noodles do you need? Does brown rice work or is it too easy to digest? Check how much trail mix is not enough. Check how much trail mix is too much. Test if lifting heavy grows bigger muscles than lifting a lot. And then, when you do find your way, share. Share so that others can join in the fun.